today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and I'm joined here today by Lauren LaRosa.
Yep. Hello, guys. I'm back again.
Back again. We got a few really big stories today. I'm really into them.
We always have big stories, Charlie. We're TMZ.
That's it. But today they're, I don't know.
You think it's a bit.
They're like delectable stories. People will like the, well, let's just see. How about that?
Okay.
Croy Bierman and Kim Zolciak. Well, they're the couple getting divorced and they're in like, oh my God. It's the messiest divorce I've seen in a long time. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
We're also going to talk about Al Pacino, who's 83. About to have another child. Congratulations, Al. And finally, we're going to talk about hot new couple alert, YG and Saweetie.
Yes.
Down in Mexico.
We do actually have some stuff today. We got some heat.
We got some heat today. It's going to be hot, hot heat.
Well, heat is hot, Charlie. What the hell?
I don't know. I thought that was a cool thing to say. Okay, moving on. Croy Bierman and Real Housewives alum Kim Zolciak are going through one of the messiest divorces I've ever seen. And it's getting so messy that recently we just learned that cops needed to be called to the house because Kim was in the bathroom, the family bathroom, and she was refusing to come out. That is according to Croy, who called the cops. Now, she says that Croy was kind of like holding her hostage.
Shouting at her. Basically, she didn't feel comfortable to leave the bathroom.
Right. So it's all over some sort of verbal shouting, you know, bathroom incident. Cops were called, had to break them up, separate them, tell them to go their separate ways for the evening. But they're still living in the same house right now.
It seems like they don't really have a lot of money because everything's kind of on the table right now from the house and the IRS or whatever. So they're probably still trying to figure that out, which is adding extra pressure. But also, too, I don't know. Have you ever watched Kim on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I haven't.
So her and Croy, I feel like, I don't know, like I always felt like he was kind of like her puppy a bit. So it's a weird dynamic to even think about them this like catty. But at the same time, she is very much the drama queen. Like she was in the good days of Housewives when like, oh, a T was a T, okay? So I'm not surprised that in a situation where there's a lot of emotion, they don't, it seems like, you know, they're all over the place, there's drama.
Yeah.
Because that's, to me, like, it reads housewife, even though this isn't a storyline, this is her real life.
I know, but it's interesting that, you know, those old sort of episodes and seasons she was on that you've seen, that a lot of people have seen where she is just, like, off the rails. It almost comes back to bite her right now because you then assume she's guilty.
That's true. I was just thinking about that when I said it. Like, am I instantly taking his side of it because of her perception that I have from her?
And you said he was her puppy, you know?
No, listen.
Puppies are usually quite placid and, you know, they pee around the place, but they're nice little.
All dogs got teeth and can bite, though.
Oh.
But I'm just saying that, like, I'm actually just more surprised that even though they're going through a divorce, it's not just like, okay, this is not working. Let's separate. Let's figure it out. It's so like, you know what I mean? From like, she had to take like a good parenting class, which is standard in Georgia. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I know he's looking like that. Looking at that as like a one-up. She wanted him to take drug tests because he smokes weed. Like, they've just been so back and forth.
While living in the same house.
It's just, with kids that are grown enough to know what's going on. I'm a little bit more surprised about that.
I know. What must the kids think? Well, this incident we're referring to just happened at the start of May, but we're learning about it now. The kids were home. They were apparently asleep, but God knows.
You know, you're waking up for all of this.
Shouting. Yeah. And like, you know, that must have been, because everyone's had fights, but not to this sort of like barricading yourself in. Or,
yeah.
It's the one of the messiest celebrity divorces we've seen, and God knows where it'll go from here because they've got a lot of things to separate.
It's going to hell. That's where it's going. This is over.
Maybe, like, they don't have that many financial stuff to separate because they've got no finances, but the kids and they're both going for custody. You know what I mean?
But what's the beef? Like, I feel like with this, with their divorce, like normally with people, you can kind of pinpoint a bit when it's going to get messy and like what caused the mess. I don't really understand here where the, like, what's the beef? It's like, if y'all are not working out, the marriage is over. Okay, cool, separate. The kids are old enough where, like, you can kind of visitation
exes,
and stuff like that.
You don't have exes that, you know, like, what's the beef, man? Like, we've broken up and now they're still sort of, like, coming at you, or you've never had a messy breakup.
Yeah, but there's always an origin of the beef.
And it starts with him, probably, huh?
I mean, yeah. Like,
you're messy.
I'm not messy. I just, I'm not gonna walk away from a table.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm here. I'm in it for the, you know, if you want to be petty, we can be petty too. But
yes.
No, I feel like even if it's not just the guy's fault, even if it's there's always something at the core of it. Even if it's just like someone's upset that it's over and feels like it shouldn't be, and another person's deciding to leave, or like there's always something. Money, cheating, like something.
But they would have exposed that. They would. You think they've exposed each other's all of their secrets? And so they would have come out and said, look, you cheated on me. But that hasn't come out yet.
But why then? So why?
Financial stuff, basically. Is that the crux of it?
But even that, I feel like if I'm mad and we're arguing and we're going through it and you're doing all this to me, I'm coming out. Oh, you broke. Leave me alone. Like, I'm dragging you.
He said that she wasted all her money on gambling. She gambled away the family's, like...
That has not been a secret. That was part of her storyline on the show. She's been in that position. He's been putting up with it. Like, so... Now, all of a sudden, that's like a thing. Like, you're leaving and doing all of this because she gambles too much.
That would be pretty, like, stressful for a relationship. All she's got on him is that he sometimes smokes pot. Like, that's all she's coming. But she's like, she hates his guts. But
I just don't. I just feel like that. This is one of, like, my biggest things that I worry about when I do think about marriages. You invest so much time, money, assets, and just your life with someone. Mm. And the minute that it goes bad, it gets really, really, really bad. And then you have to figure out the split and the divide, making family understand what happened, all of that in the midst of, like, you guys are still right here because you have everything together, your house.
So you got to pick the right one, Lauren. It's very important to pick the right one.
I don't know why I feel like every time I'm here, it comes back to me and my dating life and my DMs, but.
Well, you'll like this one then. I reckon you'll like this next story. Al Pacino, 83-year-old Al Pacino, is expecting his fourth child. So mm-hmm. Al Pacino, the lady who's having his baby is 29-year-old. She's 8 months pregnant.
Would I like this story?
You would like this story because you like rich guys.
Okay.
You're all about, like, you know, you pay my rent. You pay my dinner. You pay
okay,
my
Charlie,
everything.
Okay, Charlie. Okay. All right. We get it.
Are you not?
It's nothing wrong with that. And it's nothing wrong with her securing her baby.
Well, she was this 29-year-old, she was previously with Mick Jagger and also this billionaire guy.
Where is she hanging out?
Yeah, right.
Like, when I read this story, the first thing I thought, I'm like, okay, so she's 29. Maybe they, like, met on a set or something. She's an up-and-coming actress or something, producer, something. And then I saw, like, her exes, and I'm like, no, sis has a type, and she is zoned in, and she's focused, and I'm proud of her.
Me, I'm proud of her, too. Like, she has, like, gone whoop. She's going, like, up.
We don't know. I don't know her background to say she's going up, because what if she, like, comes from money herself? And these are, like, you know, these are the most eligible bachelors on her level.
Potentially, but, you know, Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos's, you know, fiance, she's got competition now from, you know, this Noah Alfala, because she is, like, going through these hot properties as much as Lauren Sanchez was.
They've claimed their pieces, like, they're good.
But what do these women have that make, you know, the richest or the most famous, that like, fall over them?
Charlie,
like,
I've been on this.
What do they have?
I've been on Instagram all day trying to figure out what it is that she has. Where does she get her hair done? Where does she eat? What does she do? Anything.
So you can follow the playbook?
I just feel like there has to be something that, like, I mean, listen, for the ladies that are listening, I don't want y'all to feel like it's all about the money. But at the same time, y'all see what just happened with Kim and her? Like, money plays a big role in a marriage. You're
mm-hmm.
married.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go jobless and broke for, like, 3 years, how do you feel like your marriage would be?
I mean, I feel like it'd be stressful, but I don't think my wife would leave me just based on that.
I love you. You're so cute.
Oh, no, this love trumps money, you know, in a lot of people's
worlds.
Okay,
and I do feel like when we read these stories, like, you know, Al Pacino's older, he has, you know, these children already.
Their inheritance, like, is getting cut now as well.
Yeah,
they must be pissed.
But we instantly think that, like, the family's upset because there's a new girl taking the money. We instantly think that, like, she's a gold digger. We instantly think that, like, there's no love involved. I feel like, you know, maybe there is a chance for love, for money, for all of it to be there. And because at 29 years old, he's 83. You know he's not going to be here for a good portion of that baby's life.
I know, that's sad.
I think that a lot of it too, like, you know, I would love to think that, like, she just wants to give him the joy. Maybe he wanted another child. She wants to give him the joy of another
you think?
And enjoy her. Yeah, and they enjoy, you know, his years together. Like,
no one can defend a gold digger like you.
Wow.
I mean, you are. You're making a good.
I'm not even upset. I'm thinking that should be like a book or a podcast name. It like, should. No one can defend a gold digger like you. I think people would tune in for
that. Hey, I like that too.
I don't think that she's a gold digger, though. And I also want people to understand that men can be gold diggers too.
Yeah, but he's Al Pacino and her name is Noor or something.
Know what I mean? Yeah, but it's like, not always about money. There has to be something that.
She was with Mick Jagger and then a billionaire. And now she's with Al Pacino. She's got a type that rich guys, it just happens to be rich.
But you can have a type and not like, I got a type, but like, I haven't entered that realm of my life yet to meet and date that type.
Because you just haven't achieved how she's achieved. I mean,
but
maybe
I'm saying
still time
that there has to be something. Oh, there is. I haven't even hit my stride yet. But. Well, I'm saying maybe there's something that she has that these men are like clamming after as well. And in that instant, if they're all going after it repeatedly, they're gold diggers too.
Well, I mean, maybe we know what the thing they're clamoring after. Like, she's a nice young lady. She's a pretty young lady and guys are gross.
That is not what you wanted to say.
Well, I'm trying to cater the...
To what? Because you know, already called me a gold digger. Like, who you catering to? The women that's listening?
She's just.
They're already upset at you, so it's okay.
She's just sexy property. She's a sexy young property that, you know.
I don't even think. No shade to Noah.
Nor Alfala.
I'm not sorry. No shade to her, but I feel like when I saw her, I expected her to be a bit more.
Oh.
Because normally when you hear 29-year-old, 83-year-old, super rich, famous guy, a girl you've never heard of, the look plays a major part. She's a beautiful girl, but I expect a little bit more.
Maybe she's really smart. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe they're really into her brains.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We gone.
Okay.
Move on.
Okay, next story then.
Really into her brains. Next I love story. That. You are so optimistic. Aaron is not leaving you if you broke.
She'd never leave me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, unless I did something really bad, but I won't.
You're not going to do that.
Okay. YG and Saweetie.
Yes. Oh my God. I feel like we're really on the roll with like the couples and the money and the, yeah.
Well, they've all but confirmed that they're dating now because we got these photos of them all canoodly in
They didn't confirm.
Mexico.
We confirmed.
Well, I mean, they've been linked together for a while since Coachella, and there's been other sort of like viral things like where they've been together. But now they're all canoodling in somewhere in Mexico, Cabo, which pretty much puts those rumors to rest. And then they instantly become one of the hottest celebrity couples we've got. Like, both of them are just
I mean, because Saweetie is gorgeous. YG is fly. Like, he, you know what I mean? He's like, he's YG. Like, he's that guy. So you put the two together, it's kind of like it couple. I think with her, she gives the it girl vibe.
Anybody
she's with becomes, it's like it couple.
But he is too. Isn't he one of the coolest dudes?
YG, I feel like I don't know him personally, but like his fashion aesthetic, like his music is always good. He's cool with everybody. He has the money. He, you know what I mean? Like he's out the way, but like not out the way as well too. So he is that, like he's a guy on the scene. Like he's
this
there.
Is a good couple to say like they'd have gorgeous babies as
100%.
Both of them are just 100%. Like stunning.
Now the thing is though here, you know that like Saweetie, her last relationship publicly that we saw her in was with Quavo from the Migos. They were there for a very long time together and then it ended pretty badly with like accusations of cheating, and then there was the video of them on the elevator that got kind of weird. Like it's just been a lot. Then there was accusations that she slept with Offset, who is Migos member or like unmember now, but like, you know what I mean, like they're like in the circle family. Like there was just this whole thing. She has been to herself and been very public about being on this like single life journey and this like healing journey, and now she's in a relationship with YG, and people are pointing out that like when he was with Kehlani, it didn't really go too well.
It didn't go well with her past ones too, so maybe they've met their match. I mean, she's been linked to like Lil Baby. She had that little thing that everyone was laughing about with Jack Harlow. Remember that time?
That was cute. That was really cute.
And what's his name? Damson Idris?
Yes, that was like for a second, but they said they were just friends, but like they popped up in a...
Was she with James Harden? I read that thing too.
I don't know that to be a fact. That was rumored at one point.
There's a lot of rumors.
But what we're seeing is, I mean, outside of Quavo, we're seeing a very beautiful woman who is dating. I feel like she does date a lot of people that are on the like music side, talent side. Like, you know, she has a thing for like rappers. That's very obvious. But
that's her type?
Yeah, eight figures.
You like how I said that? Because you like that so much.
I knew you knew the song this time. Every time I name drop a song in here, you never know it.
Okay, but let's just go under the radar. That's my type. That was just a cool thing for me to say. Let's move on.
Got you. Just like the heat is hot.
Yeah.
But I think that she does have a type. But we're watching her date and figure it out. And I mean, I just hope that this time, because it's going to be very public, because YG is such a big star, that it doesn't. I feel like the Quavo situation was so public that when it went bad, it kind of like Saweetie was like a super big personality. She was out there working with these brands. Even if you didn't love her music, you latched onto her look, her personality, her brand work. And then she filtered the music in. When the Quavo breakup happened, and because of how bad and public it was, I feel like we lost her. She took a step back. She got out of the limelight. We weren't seeing her as much on social. I think a big part of that was because the only conversation people wanted to have around her was the Quavo and who she's dating.
He was the biggest star. And like,
exactly.
These guys seem more sort of matched on the same level.
No, I would say YG is definitely the bigger star.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely the bigger star. But at the same time, she, you know, is a little bit further on in her career now. And, you know, I just want for her, I know when you're a girl, you're linked with any and everyone, even if you're sitting this far apart from them, right? So to really be with someone and be seen showing PDA, because they were hugged up in those photos. If y'all did not see the photos, please go to the website. If my man is not all over me like that on a vacation, I don't want him. It was really cute, but I'm just saying, like, there's no denying that they're dating now, so he becomes a part of her conversation. And I know that can be frustrating. She's trying to build a career. She's trying to drop new music. She is... has new music coming.
Do you think they could do like a Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, you know, the Carters type album together? You know, like, we don't see much of that these days.
This is not me comparing Saweetie to Beyonce and Jay-Z or at all, just to make that clear. But I do think that they have this, you know, like the LA, California vibe.
They're
like,
cool.
You know what I mean?
They're just cool.
Yeah, and they both come from, but they come from like the same, it's very different though, I would say, like the Bay. And is he from the Bay or is he from LA? He's from one of the two, but they have that California music love.
Yeah.
And I think that they both are like fly, young, fashion. Like, I could see them doing something collabing it going up. I do feel like people come for her because of like they feel like her lyrics aren't as strong and her songs aren't as strong. But YG has been making good music since like Tooted and Booted, when people didn't even know kind of like who he was, depending on where you were from.
Tooted and Booted? No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is that a good one? It sounds
good. It's a great... I always put you onto the songs
you
in
do.
Here. It's a good song, but it's an older YG song. But I'm just saying that to say that I know when she was with Quavo, I feel like she had a lot of support musically, like as far as figuring out her videos and her songs. YG could be that for her. So I could see that collab happening and actually being a good thing for her.
Damn.
They could take over the summer low-key.
Because
YG makes the anthems, like... And she makes the pretty girl anthem. So with some depth to that, the good aesthetic, I think she could do it. But her music was supposed to be about being the single girl right now. So I don't know.
Have to switch it up. Have to switch it up.
This is what, man, men always making you have to just change everything.
She's in love. She's in love.
We don't know that.
Look at her hugged up. She's in lust.
She could just be, yeah. She could just be enjoying her time.
Yeah. Well, I hope you find your YG, Lauren. And thank you very much.
Charlie always in my business, y'all. We always leave this with Charlie in my business.
I'm trying to find...
I don't want to find...
I'm trying to help.
I need a Jeff Bezos type.
Okay. Jeff Bezos type. And Al Pacino. All right.
Yeah, a little bit more. So Al Pacino, I'll take him. He's on his way out.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining me, Lauren. We'll see you guys here tomorrow.